Live from the top of the Empire State Building. Get ready for the everyday entrepreneur experience. Sit back and crank up the volume. You're now listening to the Pest Equity Podcast.
Welcome all and welcome back to the first episode of 2022. I'm your host, Vinny E. Before we begin this episode, I just want to wish everyone a happy new year once again, and I hope everyone's doing great. On episode 34, we're going to discuss how to protect your business from fake reviews. So let's talk about it, the big elephant in the room, the fake reviews. The use of false reviews, either to create the illusion of a quality product or service, or to artificially discredit a competitor, is a growing problem in the service-based industry. So before the new year, I've been receiving this question quite often. The question I've been receiving a lot in the past few weeks is, how can you stop false reviews and how to deal with them? So today's the day. In this day and age, honestly, many entrepreneurs are aware of the role of online reviews in the number of sales that a business receives and the growth of that business. Online reviews can make or break a business. We all know this, especially when the majority of tech-savvy online buyers use reviews as a point of reference through which they can evaluate a service company, despite never doing business with them prior to that. The experience of buyers give prospective buyers an idea of what the actual service is like. Now, in my opinion, I totally disagree with this type of review business model, and I'll explain why I feel this way. So let's get on to it. So on to the but here. There lies a problem. Online reviews are user-generated content, which means that they can easily be influenced by the company, whether it's in paying review companies to make false positive claims on their service or to make false negative claims on the service of their competitors. This, to me, is a serious problem in my personal opinion. In some research that I did, I read that they evaluated about 2.7 million online reviews. Now, 39% of these online reviews were found to be unreliable. This, to me, indicates that fake reviews are a real threat, not to just legitimate businesses, but also to the credibility of the service-based industry in a whole. The second question I received from the listener was, how can you protect your business from the influence of a fake review? So let's start. My first tip is use a reviewer verification system. Most fake reviews are made by people who haven't even purchased the service. If a random person starts talking badly about your company and they aren't a customer, that in itself invalidates the review. Unfortunately, not all prospective buyers take the time to analyze this. In some systems, only those who have actually purchased the service are given the option to leave a review. This not only ensures the validity of the review, but it also encourages trust amongst your customers. Here's something else you could try. Reward honest content. While it's impossible to completely filter out fake reviews, you can instead opt to display review authenticity badges for reviews that are made by real buyers. You can automate this process by filtering out non-buyers, reviews that do not necessarily speak about the service itself, etc. However, you shouldn't use this as a means to filter out genuine negative reviews. So everyone must be thinking, how to respond to negative reviews? Genuine negative reviews are not necessarily bad. In fact, negative reviews can be used as a way to build engagement with your customers by addressing pain points and questions that they may have. This not only shows that you care about what they think, but that you also aim to give them a satisfactory experience. Another step you can take on false reviews is report fake reviews to the FTC. We shouldn't let review manipulators get away with it. While it's rather easy to solve things on your end, it's also important to help level the playing field by reporting false positive reviews. If you suspect that a particular business is buying reviews, consider filing a complaint with the FTC. To help the FTC detect and investigate businesses that engage in shady business practices. Now, in the service-based industry, reputations hold a premium that could spell success or disaster for a business. They hold an undeniable weight in the purchase decision of a prospective buyer, and it's important to be able to provide customers with the unembellished truth. So what I want to do now is talk a little bit about how to respond to every type of review. Online reviews are a powerful marketing tool for local businesses, but how do you respond to those reviews? Review marketing is a powerful way to show local consumers that your business is the right choice for their needs. But your work isn't done when you get a new review. It's important to respond to these reviews as well. So some of you might be thinking why you should reply to your business's reviews. So replying to reviews is a vital part of your business review marketing strategy. Replying to positive reviews shows the customer that you care about their experiences with your business and that you appreciate them. Replying to neutral reviews is a great idea because it could be the little push the customer needed to give your business a second chance. Most businesses already know that replying to negative reviews is crucial to mend your relationship with the customer or show anyone who reads the review that you care about making things right for unhappy customers. And now don't forget that consumers expect you to reply to them. Let's talk about how to respond to positive reviews. Now, I'm not saying you have to reply to every positive review you receive. I certainly do. However, you should try to reply to some of your positive reviews. And here's how. Number one, start by thanking the customer. Tell them you're glad they had a great experience. Don't make it all about you, but do use this as a chance to promote new specials or let them know if you have new products or services. Did you know we just revamped our customer loyalty program? Call us today and get your new loyalty card soon. It's that simple. Don't forget, use keywords. This will make it more likely for the review to show up in search results. Insert relevant keywords and your business's name. Thanks for choosing and your company name. We're glad to hear you enjoyed our specific service, etc. Now, don't go crazy with your keywords, though. Mentioning your business name and industry once should be plenty. And stuffing too many keywords into your response will make it look like spam. So get some extra marketing power out of this review by sharing it on your website and social media. Now, going backwards, let's talk about how to respond to neutral reviews. In my opinion, neutral reviews can be tough. One more star and they'd be positive. Any less and the review can hurt your business reputation. So how do you reply to those 3-star reviews? Start by thanking the customer for their review. Thanking someone for feedback, even neutral or negative feedback, is always a good place to start. Let them know you appreciate their comments and you use them as a chance to improve your business. Repeat the positive aspect of the review. Thanks so much for your feedback. We're glad to hear you enjoyed the service. Apologize for or explain any negatives. Our prices are a little higher because we pay our technicians a living wage so that they don't have to depend on. Invite them back. We hope to see you again. Or take it offline. If you'd like to discuss how we could make your experience better, please call or email us. We look forward to hearing from you. Now let's talk about the big elephant in the room, the how to respond to the negative reviews. Negative reviews are tough. You work hard to make sure your business is great. So when someone criticizes it, that can make you want to scream. No matter how the negative review makes you feel, in the end, you need to reply to the customer. Here are a couple of reasons why. For many years of research, 70% of unhappy customers will continue to use your business if you fix the problem. Consumers who are researching your business will see your response and know that you care enough to make things right for any unhappy customers. Here are some suggestions on how to reply to negative reviews for your business. Calm down first. Never reply when you're still angry, because you may say something you don't really mean if you're emotional when you reply. Walk away from the computer for a few minutes. Don't wait too long, though. 52% of consumers expect a response within 7 days. That's facts. Remember, when you're replying, you want to win back the customer and show other consumers you care enough to make things right. Apologize, even if it isn't your fault. I'm sorry you had a less than stellar experience. Or, whoops, we're sorry. Looks like you caught us on a bad day. Remind the reviewer and anyone else who's reading that this experience is unusual. We usually respond within 24 hours. Or our sale assistant usually receives compliments on their excellent customer service skills. Repeat the positives. Again, if there are any positive comments in the review, repeat those so that you can reinforce the idea that your business is usually on top of things. Take it offline or offer to make it right. Ask the reviewer to email, call, or if you can, visit your business so you can fix the problem. Offer a coupon or discount for their next purchase. Don't try to bribe them for a better review, but do genuinely try to make things right. Bury this negative review by getting new positive reviews. Remember that you can't please everyone. Some unhappy customers just won't return to your business. But that's okay. Focus on building better relationships with happy customers. Know that negative reviews aren't the end of the world. In fact, a few negative reviews will help consumers trust your business more. If you want to believe that. Some consumers are suspicious and they tend to think businesses' reviews are fake, but they know you probably wouldn't pay for fake negative reviews. So speaking of fake reviews, many businesses ask what they can do to combat fakes. In my research, it's estimated that 15 to 30% of all online reviews are fake. Fake reviews are a little tricky, but here's what you can do about it. If you ever find a review that is absolutely false, find the review website's FAQ page or TOS page. Figure out how to flag or report the review as fake and report it. Don't reply to the review unless the review website doesn't allow you to flag reviews as a fake. Only then you reply calmly that you have no record of doing business with this person. Don't attack them. That will make your business look very bad. Bury the review with new positive reviews by building a review marketing strategy that allows your business to constantly get new positive reviews. Here's a little side note on review platforms and websites. Every review website or platform will have its own set of rules for replying to reviews. Read those rules before responding. For example, Google has a set of terms and policies, and Yelp is very particular about how businesses should conduct themselves on the review platform. And finally, don't forget to reply to your reviews on social media as well. Customers can review your business on social media, so you should be replying to those reviews in the same manner. Well, I hope this episode helped somebody out. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to another great episode of Past Equity Podcast. I want to thank everyone who's been following us on Instagram. We're on the road to 1,000 followers. I also want to thank anyone who signed up to the Facebook group. I want to give a shout out to Elite Pest Control in New Jersey for picking us as the winner for the sticker contest. Shout out to Frank. Shout out to Cal Coast Pest Control. If anyone should have a question, comment, concern, you want to be a guest on the show, you can email me at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com or you can send me a DM on Instagram. Thank you all once again, and we will see you all on the next episode. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of the Pest Equity Podcast. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Pest Equity Podcast and join the Facebook group. Have a question or topic for the show? Shoot us an email at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com.